A little dark and wet outside, some debris on the roads too. So we're after some due care. We're also enforcing that because today's top story is, well, not... I don't want to say only in South Australia could this happen, but this is a very South Australian sort of story. Court has said that red light camera fines are null and void. Red light camera fines have been suspended and breaches will not be enforced until problems identified in a bombshell Supreme Court judgment are resolved, says Miles Kemp in the Advertiser this morning. Good morning to you, Miles. In an extraordinary move, SA Police confirmed all unpaid expiation notices issued prior to October 2nd and any offences detected from the date of judgment will be suspended pending an outcome and advice. Now, this is made a hasty statement from SAPOL and indeed the RAA to say, look, that may be so, but still, you need to not run red lights. The Supreme Court left the system in chaos after throwing out a 2018 red light camera fine because it determined SA Police camera testing and certification was flawed. In the judgment, Justice Greg Parker found a test carried out on the camera only photographed cars travelling through the intersection on a green light and not on a red light. I mean, can we not even get this right? This puts traffic in chaos. If these red light cameras are designed to stop people running red lights, as we are assured time and time again that they are, and not to raise money, but to stop people running red lights, then that deterrent is gone. It means SAPOL officers are going to have to work extra hard to make sure that those who do run red lights are seen with their own eyes, and fined in person rather than on a red light camera. Honestly, who's running this place?